A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Let's bring in friend of the show, Brooks Austin, lead editor for Dogs Daily, also the film guy on YouTube, who's kind enough to join us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Brooksy, how are you?
What's happening, gentlemen?
Well, Stetson Bennett's week just continues to get better as he gets ready for a trip to New York City, and it feels like a long shot. And I know there are a million reasons why somebody would say C.J. Stroud or Caleb Williams. Tell me, though, how could Stetson pull off this upset in the Heisman voter's mind and win the award?
Look, I think if we're going to do that, we have to come to a conclusion, at least to somewhat a degree of what the Heisman means to you or what it means to be the Heisman Trophy. Because in 2000, and I think it was one or 2002, Jason White meant the Heisman, which in 2002 meant best player, best football team on the national title contender during the BCS era. And now it's kind of morphed into, if you get to at least 9-3 and put up video game stats and look like the best player in college football, then you get the award. So is the award best player in college football? The best player in college football is none of these quarterbacks, but the best quarterback in college football is Caleb Williams, so he should get the award. But what is the award? Does the award have to be connected to team success? Because most of the awards history, I would say about 85% of the awards history, is directly tied to team success and individual success. It has to be a combination of both. This is college football, not the MVP in the NFL. So if I were to make a case for why does Stetson Bennett deserve the Heisman Trophy, it's because he's the best football player on the best football team, and he is the primary reason why that offense or that unit is successful.
Well, let's go back 20 years, Brooks, because I think about Carson Palmer and how nobody stepped up. And finally it was, well, Carson Palmer had a finishing kick on national television against Notre Dame. We'll make him the Heisman Trophy winner. Every single else of the rest of these quarterbacks, you had a failure against Michigan in your final game. You ended up losing your final game to Kansas State. Or you can go to Caleb and say, man, that was a dog of a game, and Utah put it on you guys in the second half. Stetson Bennett has the finishing kick, but yet he doesn't have exactly the crazy numbers that some of the other guys do.
It's funny because, like, I remember Trevor Lawrence getting invited to New York, right? And I don't remember anybody kind of scoffing at that one. You remember he won his national title as a true freshman and then started two consecutive years. I think his sophomore year, he got invited to New York with eerily similar stats to what Stetson Bennett has, right? 3,400 yards passing, maybe a couple hundred yards rushing, and 25 total touchdowns. But because he was 6'5", blonde-haired, future first-round pick, five-star, I don't think people scoffed at the idea that he was there. But because of the story, because that he simultaneously in 1 week is going to win the Borlesworth Award, which is awarded to the best walk-on or former walk-on in college football, and then somehow catches a flight to New York, I don't think that necessarily sits well with people. And I will tell you this, that like outside of the Bible Belt down here in the Southeast, national writers, they don't really give a hoot about Georgia football. I don't mean to tell everybody that, but it ain't like you guys are wiping the floor with all of the awards elsewhere. I mean, Chris Smith did not win the Nagurski the other night. Will Anderson did. Why? Because national beat reporters elsewhere are like, oh, yeah, it's still Bama. Well, Georgia hasn't quite reached that it's still Georgia mold yet. I think eventually they'll knock down those doors when it comes to the postseason awards, but they've never taken these home.
Brooks Austin is with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line, but I like your point there, right? I don't know that the voters are going to dig in, sadly, to this award or the numbers, the context of the numbers, you know, beyond just looking at a box score. And here's what I mean, Brooks. Like, it's odd that it's being held against Stetson that his team has won so many games in a blowout fashion, but he's not being given credit for being part of the reason they were blowing these teams out in the second quarter, and he didn't see many end of games and fourth quarters. So I heard this one a couple of days ago. Well, Stetson hasn't had a Heisman moment. My response is, when you're up by 10, 20, 30 in the fourth quarter, you're not going to get a Max Duggan running down the sideline for TCU against K-State. So like what you said, what's the award? Well, there's no Heisman moment attached to Stetson because his team is won by blowouts almost every week.
I mean, yeah, they've been, what, 17.5-point favorites in every football game at least this year outside of the football game to start the season. I think they were 12.5-point favorites against Oregon. They've handled business outside of the Missouri game all year. So what is Stetson Bennett's Heisman moment? I don't know if he has one except for 19 for 24 for 240 in the first half against LSU, up 35-7 going into the half. That's pretty damn good to me. As good enough, I would say, for a quote-unquote Heisman moment. But, no, they haven't played any big-time tight football games against really top-ranked football teams because, well, they've been up 3 scores in the third quarter against Tennessee, and they've been up 4 scores against LSU in the second half. So, no, he doesn't have those. But I think when you look at him and when you just box score scout him against all the other quarterbacks, which is what writers do when they award these awards, not grinding tape. Come on, right. Get out of here. When they're sitting down doing this, I think it all boils down to total touchdowns. Stetson Bennett did not throw enough touchdown passes this year for people to acknowledge him as a threat because all they see is, oh, well, he just must be on a good football team. Everybody else is doing it. Must still be Georgia because he's not throwing the football. When he's still, I mean, he's like top 10 in the Power 5 in yards thrown. So, like, the guy's putting up numbers. He's just not putting it in the box.
Brooks Austin is our guest. And, Brooks, I want to go back to this because the recruiting has changed. There's now a national brand where Georgia can go out to California and get any of these kids. But it hasn't, and it always is behind, it hasn't resonated with general college football fan. I remember having to tell my friends back home about, watch this Roquan Smith guy, look what he's doing. I remember having to tell Oregon fans at the tailgate when they were like, hey, tell us what we should be looking for today. I go, you haven't seen a Jalen Carter anywhere near the Pac-12. Watch him play today. There's stuff like that where the brand of Georgia is out there, but the individual view of Georgia as far as how great they truly are, I don't think has resonated with the total amount of college football fans and mostly college football writers out there.
I think a lot of people have to see it. Like, it is kind of one of those, you got to walk up on them kind of deals. Like, for years, Alabama, you just assumed they were dominating everybody because they had the best players. And then you walk up next to them and see them next to a Pac-12 team, and you're like, oh, no. They don't just have the best players. They have the biggest players. They have the fastest players. They have the strongest players. They're not just really good football players. And that's what Georgia has. I mean, if you would have just seen, even in the LSU game, that's an SEC opponent with 4 and 5 stars over there as well. Just the physical differences in size between one football team and the other is relatively flabbergasting. And I think the moment an Ohio State fan or the moment a Michigan fan gets to actually like see that up close and not necessarily just on TV, then they'll be like, oh my. Because you know who always has that oh my moment? Every single Big Ten, Yahoo, big head that comes down here, and then they see Michigan get punched in the face mask for 4 quarters, and they're like, oh, wow. No, they weren't ready for that yet. No, it takes a while. It takes a long time of recruiting big, physical, cornbread-eating folk.
Brooks, let me ask you about the run game, because while all the talk has been about Stetson and the other talking points, boy, the run game over the last 5-6 weeks – has really become something I think Georgia has to feel great about. This past week, it was a very fresh-legged Kendall Milton, who's been banged up, but he looked great. We know what Kenny McIntosh has done. Dejon's played his role beautifully. Like, I don't know what the order's going to be and how they're going to, you know, distribute the carries, but I think Monken's got to feel great about what he's got now in that 1-2-3.
I thought it was awesome to watch them last week. Kind of, they've been a counter football team all year. I mean, I think they ran counter like 18 times against Tech. I mean, it was the play. All their play action was built off of it. It was pretty much the emphasis of the offense. And then against LSU, they were like, I think today's going to be more of an inside zone day, which is much more of like a downhill run. Not necessarily as much patience and vision and then short burst and acceleration making guys miss. This is much more of like, stick it in a hole, put your foot in the gas, and let's just go. And that's exactly who Kendall is and who Kendall has been in his career to date. So I knew from Jump Street, kind of just seeing them in the first couple of drives, kind of emphasize the run style that they were that day and kind of knew it was going to be a great day for number two. So I think those are the things about Munkin that I've always kind of admired. Who's he going to be next week? Who's he going to be a month from now? I don't really know. What's the offense going to look like? You never really know. It's very, very dependent upon what does the opponent do well, what do they not do well, and then let's make them do what they don't do well for a whole lot of this football game. So whatever they find out Ohio State doesn't do well, that's what they'll do, long story short.
Brooks Austin is our guest. One last thing for me, Brooks, and this is going to be, this is meat on the bone for you. You're going to love this because I saw you tweeted this out. It caused me to go back to watch the football game, and I go, man, he's right. Georgia at one point wasn't even designating a mic. They're just saying, this is what we're going to do offensively, and you're just not going to be able to stop it in the run game. Talk about what you saw on tape where you went, wow, these jokers are not messing around.
So it was funny, like, against Tech, Tech didn't do a bunch of, like, pre-snap movement. They just kind of lined up and played football. And Georgia did the same. They didn't even call anybody out. They just kind of lined up and went to where they were supposed to go. They didn't even communicate. I mean, they were communicating all verbally with code signs and code words and all that good stuff. And then you see them against LSU, and it was like, all right, let's find that number 40. Everybody find that number 40. Where's he at? Harold Perkins. All right. Everybody just point at him. Everybody knows we're going to him. And if you're on the away side of him, you're all by yourself. All right, ready, break. And that was the game plan for four quarters. They just leaned on him, man. I like seeing this team kind of morph every single week. And it's not normal. It's definitely not normal. College football teams and coaches do one of two things. The really, really good ones, like Lincoln Riley, they do what they do. You got to stop what we do today. No matter what, when you play USC, you got to stop USC and who they've always been. You got to stop Lincoln Riley. Well, when you play Georgia, you got to beat whatever version of Georgia showed up that week schematically, on top of the fact that you got to beat Georgia's players. And it's really hard to do that. It requires great coaching, and it requires really, really smart football players from top to bottom.
Brooks, one last thing for you. Transfer portal, I saw you had some stuff on some receivers Georgia's chasing. What's the latest there?
Yeah, I'll give you two names, Ra-Ra Thomas and then, Dante from we're just going to call him Dante from Kent State. Dante from Kent State is another one you need to watch as well. He's like a world-class FCS talent. He's broken a bunch of records down there at Kent State. And then Ra-Ra Thomas from Mississippi State are the two receivers. They're the only ones who have public offers that I've seen on Twitter that are in the transfer portal. So, ding, 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 if you're listening at home, your coaching staff just kind of told you what they need and what they want. They clearly want receivers. All right. It's the only ones they offered publicly that we've seen on the timeline. So there you go. Be looking out for receivers in the portal. And then outside of that, man, I think you're going to see we saw Bill Norton hit the portal today. I think you're going to kind of be mum's the word in terms of exits, potentially till the second window of the portal, which is great. Your team's playing for a national title, which means guys are still engaged. They're not worried about what their next destination in terms of school is.
And Dante Cephas, by the way, is the Kent State kid that Brooks is.
Cephas.
Hell of a job.
Dang it.
Listen, you did a good job. Brooks Austin, editor of Dogs Daily, the film guy on YouTube. Brooksy, it's great catching up with you. We'll talk to you again next week.
No doubt, gentlemen. Y'all be good.
See you, buddy.
He gave up a hit in the ninth is what happened.
It's, you know what? But he scattered.
It had a perfect game. Right. Everything was good. And then, like, Dante.
It's okay. Mm. His pitch count was high. It was on me for probably not going out and giving him a rest with a chance to kind of catch his breath.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.